Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. If you happen to be on a weight loss regimen, studies show that as fat cells shrink, they release stored toxins into the system that can actually poison metabolic pathways and slow your metabolism, causing your weight to plateau even in the face of stringent diet adherence. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol, a collection of carefully curated supplements to mobilize toxin elimination, easing the blahs that sometimes compromise your dietary resolve. The Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol is an easy way to get the exact combination of the targeted nutrients you need. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to purchase. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immunity protocols and much more. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome to Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. Thank you for joining me. You can download these podcasts at any time. If you go to drhoffman.com, click on Listen. You'll get the whole podcast index, all of that, and what the podcasts are about. You can also listen live via drhoffman.com, Dr. Hoffman's radio show, on Saturdays between noon and 2. You can also download that on podcast later as well. Isn't it nice to be able to do podcasts? You can listen anytime you wish. You're not ball and chained to a day or an hour of when you need to turn on the radio or do any of that. Pretty nice. And for those of you who would like to email me to radioprogram.com. That's radioprogram. Oh, sorry. Radioprogram@AOL.com. Radioprogram@AOL.com. You may have questions, topics of interest. Last week, I talked about nutrient depletions associated with common pharmaceuticals. I got through a list of various drugs, thyroid replacement, ACE inhibitors, diabetes medicines like metformin, blood pressure medications that are beta blockers, proton pump inhibitors, cholesterol medications, things like that. But I wanted to go actually a little bit more in depth that will cover some of these again, but also cover others. And actually, this was part of a presentation that Dr. Hoffman and I had given many years ago. Many years ago, was it 2011? I think it was 2011. At ACAM, one of their medical conferences at the time in Florida, we discussed nutrient depletions and drug and nutrient interactions. So this is actually a part two from last week's podcast, if you will. So here we are, drug depletions, drug-nutrient interactions. You know how important it is to tell your doctor and your nutritionist what drugs you're taking, what vitamins, minerals, herbals, other micronutrients you may be taking, other medical foods that you're on or taking for a specific medical condition. There may be interactions, and it's up to us to tell you about it. You can also, on your own, if you wanted to, you know, get a PDR. I don't know if you could access one at the library, but you could probably buy one. You could also go to drugs.com. That's pretty simple. Go to drugs.com, and it tells you all the medications from A to Z you can look at and read about, side effects, precautions, different interactions, all of that. So remember last week I talked a little bit about cholesterol-lowering medications, statins, right? Like Crestor, like Lipitor, which are problematic. And we know that CoQ10 is suppressed when you're taking statins. But let me dive a little deeper into this. Because cholesterol-lowering medications like Lipitor, Zocor, Crestor, they suppress CoQ10, you may find if you're taking them or after you've started taking a statin that your muscles are kind of tired, fatigued. You didn't have trouble climbing a flight of stairs before, but now you're getting more muscle ache, pain, or fatigue. That's because of the suppression of CoQ10, which is so important in your body. Did you know that CoQ10, also known as ubiquinone in your body, it's part of your electron transport chain. It's a constituent of your metabolism. Without this part of your metabolism, the electron transport chain, the ETC, we couldn't live. So CoQ10 is critical to the proper functioning of your metabolism. So imagine this very important constituent of the ETC is being suppressed. It's CoQ10, also known in your metabolism as ubiquinone. And the higher, I believe, more bioavailable form of CoQ10, and I love CoQ10, but I think I love ubiquinol a little more. I actually feel the difference between the two, personally, when I take them. So you may feel like you have leg cramps or heavy or achy legs. Suddenly your legs got heavier. Wow, what happened here? Why is it a little harder to climb these stairs? Statins can also cause high blood sugar. Now, we see this more apparently in women than in men. Ladies, I don't know why. Maybe it's our pesky hormones, but it's one of our other gifts of why we should get more high blood sugar taking a cholesterol-lowering medication than men. But it's happening, and we're seeing that happen. Because of lowering CoQ10, we see more impotence. And it's not just about the lowering of CoQ10. Your cholesterol is the substrate by which all of your other hormones are made, or at least your sex hormones, testosterone, estrogen, progesterone. So if your cholesterol is being lowered by the statin that you are taking, your testosterone, gentlemen, will also fall. So if you're wondering why suddenly you're less vital in the bedroom, that could be a reason. And you know, since the introduction of statin medication a few decades ago, there have been higher rates of congestive heart failure, which is interesting. Taking statins can cause shortness of breath, of fatigue. It has been known to cause depression and memory loss. I've seen very interesting case studies of people with depression, and I look at their cholesterol levels, and they're not taking a statin or anything, and they have a total cholesterol of about 124. And I look at that and I say, that cholesterol is too low. We know from the Framingham heart research that a total cholesterol of less than 160, actually less than 200, is problematic. There are deficits in memory. There are mood changes. There is depression. There is even aggression and violent behavior. So taking a statin may cause or exacerbate depression if depression exists, and memory loss. And we've seen cases of people starting statins and suddenly their short-term memory is not well at all. What did you say your name was? What was I going to do in that other room I was thinking about walking into? And other things. And of course, when you're taking a statin, your doctor is going to check to see if you have high liver enzymes. Your liver function tests will be monitored. Statins may also cause cardiac arrhythmias or palpitations. So this needs to be watched as well. Your heart needs CoQ10. And a lot of concentration of CoQ10 is in your heart. That is, can we call it the most important muscle? Because if it stops beating, we're dead, right? There's a lot of CoQ10 there. And because it's being suppressed, palpitations, arrhythmias, congestive heart failure. Congestive heart failure, Dr. Steven Sinatra, rock star integrative cardiologist. You've heard of Dr. Steven Sinatra if you listen to these podcasts. He said that congestive heart failure is a lack of energy in the heart. What gives the heart energy? CoQ10. Very important. Next class of drugs, hormone replacement therapy or oral contraceptives, birth control pills, or for you ladies taking HRT due to menopausal syndrome. The deficiencies these can cause, and we already know about B vitamins, right? Because if you're taking birth control pills, it tends to deplete the B vitamins in your system. So guess what? Ladies taking birth control pills, if you're wondering why you're feeling a little more blue or you're lacking libido, because, you know, when we're feeling blue, we don't feel like having sex, right? We're not feeling very sexy. It's the lack of B vitamins. But did you also know that your birth control pills can lower vitamin C levels? So you need more vitamin C when you're taking birth control pills. And this is also true for hormone replacement therapy. Other deficiencies would be iodine. Iodine is very important for thyroid health, for breast health. Magnesium, you know, so much depletes magnesium. You know, just going through the course of your day and even feeling a little bit stressed or not eating right will deplete your magnesium. But so will oral contraceptives. It can also lower zinc. So if you're on HRT, you're taking birth control pills, you want to make sure that you're getting a little more B vitamins, vitamin C, zinc, magnesium, iodine. This is easily achievable in a very good multi. And for those on hormone replacement therapy, postmenopausal women, you can also find a multivitamin mineral supplement without iron. This is important because we don't want iron to accumulate. In premenopausal women taking birth control pills, they shed the iron every month through menstruation. They can take a multivitamin with iron. But I always advise older postmenopausal women to take a multi without iron, unless for some reason they have very low ferritin levels. But that's something we would watch. On to the next medication here. Antibiotics. Wow, who hasn't been on an antibiotic at this point? It wipes out beneficial bacteria, we know, right? So you want to make sure you're taking probiotics, but not at the same moment as you're swallowing down your antibiotics. You see, you have to give space in between them by at least 2 hours. So if you're taking a probiotic first thing in the morning, or you're having to take your antibiotic then, take the antibiotic and take the probiotic much later in the day or at bedtime. Antibiotics may also deplete B vitamins, magnesium, calcium, and iron. But because you're typically not on a round of antibiotics for more than, 5, 7, 10 days, you likely don't have to worry as much. But I would take a probiotic, and again, away from the antibiotics, so that you're constantly re-inoculating your gut with beneficial bacteria after the antibiotic has wiped out the bad bacteria. So with antibiotics, B vitamins, calcium, magnesium, iron, again, you can get these, pardon me, from a good multivitamin. I like AlphaBase, and you can get AlphaBase, the multi, and AlphaBase, the multi without iron. Go to drhoffman.com, click on the store. Next class of drugs, blood pressure medications. I did talk about the beta blockers, ACE inhibitors, calcium channel blockers, they deplete more nutrients like potassium. We know about potassium. So you want to make sure you're eating a diet high in produce, your vegetables, your fruits. If you have a steak dinner, for example, a steak with broccoli and a small baked potato, you're getting about 2,000 milligrams of potassium. We want you to get twice that, so include more vegetables and fruits throughout the day. That's a great source of potassium. Blood pressure medications may also deplete zinc. We know they deplete magnesium. So many drugs do. Calcium is depleted. Vitamin D is depleted. And you know, those who are low in vitamin D are found to have higher blood pressure. Vitamin D, adequate amounts of vitamin D, and your blood level must be above 40. Please, your doctor, right, your primary care, even your cardiologist may look at your vitamin D at 30 or 28 and say, oh, it's fine, it's above 20. Dr. Hoffman and I consider a vitamin D level of less than 40 to be deficiency. I love to see vitamin D levels between 50 and 85, between 55 and 85 in most cases. So blood pressure medications can deplete, as I said, potassium, zinc, magnesium, calcium, vitamin D. It also depletes CoQ10. So you want to make sure you're taking these. Anybody with high blood pressure needs to be taking magnesium and CoQ10 anyway, and vitamin D. Here's an interesting tidbit. Blood pressure medications may deplete melatonin. If you've recently started a blood pressure medication, whether it's an ACE inhibitor, a calcium channel blocker, a beta blocker, and if you're having trouble sleeping, it could be that depletion in melatonin. It probably is a good idea to take some melatonin at night. 1 milligram, 3 milligram, a 5 milligram, things like that. Moving on to diabetes medications. Diabetes medications, and I talked about metformin last week in part one, and that was about glucophage, where it could deplete folate and vitamin B12. But it can also deplete vitamin B6. So it's a good idea to take a well-rounded B-complex. And for those of you who have the MTHFR SNP or the MTHFR mutation, where your body does better with methylated forms of folate and B12, you get a methylated version. And that's in super B-complex. You're getting L-methylfolate, you're getting methylated cobalamin. So taking a good B-complex. Diabetes medications also lower CoQ10. There's so many things that lower CoQ10. And again, if you're taking, for example, if you're already taking a CoQ10 of 100 to 200 milligrams a day, if you're taking ubiquinol, which in my opinion is a step up from CoQ10, I find it to be a little more stronger, bioavailable, a little more efficient. You could take, as opposed to a 100 milligram CoQ10, you could take a 50 milligram of ubiquinol. As opposed to a 200 milligram of CoQ10, you could take a 100 milligram of ubiquinol. So, important to know. Moving on. H2 blockers and PPIs. What are those? H2 blockers and PPIs. Do you have GERD? You've taken Prilosec, Nexium, Protonix, Acefex, Omeprazole, right? Omeprazole is pretty much Prilosec. Besides the depletion of magnesium, B12, calcium, iron, it really impacts all nutrients, because these drugs alter pH of the gut. When we don't have acid to help digest our food. We need acid to digest our food. Besides getting indigestion or constipation, which may occur, we're not absorbing, we're not absorbing our nutrition. So all nutrients may be depleted because of the altered pH in the gut, from more acidic to less acidic, more alkaline. Here is a place you don't want to be more alkaline. And that's why we see more prevalence of SIBO, which is small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. We're seeing a lot more cases of SIBO, and when we look at the patient's history, we see that they've been on weeks long, months long, years long of omeprazole, Acifex, Protonix, because of chronic GERD. Unfortunately, these patients were never advised on how to eat for GERD, and that there are other things you can take. And in many cases, get this, if you suffer from reflux or anything like that, it could be that you don't have enough acid in your stomach. Because when we don't have enough acid in our stomach, things don't digest, and that may cause reflux and indigestion. So think about that. That's something right there. I've seen a lot of cases, Dr. Hoffman and I both have. We'll have a new patient come in, they're only in their 40s or 50s. Pardon me. Let me take a sip of water. And we see they've been taking these PPIs for years. And we find out that they have osteopenia or osteoporosis. So, as it turns out, I'm going to have to turn this into a part three for next week. I'm going to continue on with these drug and nutrient interactions, so stay tuned. Thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.